So if the Eurozone economy falls apart, it'll have major ripple effects here at home.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. At this hour, President Obama is hosting some top European officials, European Union officials at the White House. The administration, of course, is concerned about what the debt crisis in Europe could do to the American economy. Marketplace's New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore is with us now to talk about the repercussions. Good morning, Heidi.
Morning, Steve.
What's the biggest worry in the European crisis right now?
Well, the biggest worry is that it's no longer a European crisis. It's worldwide. A lot of analysts are saying today that we've entered a new phase, a much darker phase of the crisis, and it could affect us all. And Moody's said today that several countries could end up even leaving the euro, and more people are talking about a breakup. So I talked to Otis Casey at Market Research. He said the problem is that we have no idea what it would look like if a country left the euro. It's not like they're the Kardashians. This isn't easy to get out of. So here's Otis.
The idea was that it was a enduring, permanent commitment. There is no prenuptial agreement to this marriage.
And of course, that makes it hard for banks to know what to do because they don't know what's coming next.
All right. So what's the biggest problem then for the banks?
Well, they got caught in this sick catch-22. After the crisis, you'll remember, they needed to dump all their mortgage-backed securities that were so toxic, and they needed to find something safer to invest in. So they invested in government bonds, which are supposed to be the safest. Now, of course, that seems like a sick joke.
Yeah.
Government bonds are the most toxic thing they can possibly own. Not U.S. government bonds, but European ones. So the banks now have to find another way to be safe. They already have a lot of cash. They have $1 trillion sitting at the Fed. But no one can really be prepared enough for a Eurozone breakup. So a lot of analysts predict the banks might even shrink.
You mean they won't be too big to fail anymore?
That's a tall order, but at least they'd be getting closer.
Marketplace's New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore joining us from the Big Apple. Heidi, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are higher right now as there is hope that this European debt crisis can be solved in one way or another. The Dow is up now more than 300 points, 310 points to be exact, about 2.75% at 11,541. The Nasdaq's up 3.5%. The S&P 500 up more than 3% as well. European shares were up today big time, anywhere between 2.5% and 5%. The New York Federal Reserve said today consumer debt fell in the third quarter of the year, helped by a decline in mortgage balances. Meanwhile, new home sales jumped 1.3% last month, but the median price of a home hit a low for the year. Retail sales were up 16% over last year's big Thanksgiving weekend. That's according to the National Retail Federation. Fairfax County, Virginia is a suburb of Washington, D.C., and it seems to be on an economic roll these days. Over the past few months, six major corporations have moved headquarters there. The unemployment rate is at a very low 4.5%, just above that, 4.6%. So why the success in Fairfax County? Marketplace's John Dimsdale reports.
The president of the Fairfax County Economic Development Authority, Gerald Gordon, knows how to joke about the huge federal sugar daddy right across the Potomac River.
The smartest economic development strategy we ever employed was locating next to the federal government. Brilliant.
The Development Authority has helped lure some prominent companies that aren't government contractors, like Hilton Hotels and Volkswagen of America. Stephen Fuller with the Center for Regional Analysis says those companies are attracted to powerful connections on a global scale.
There are 186 foreign embassies here. It's a good place to connect.
But Gordon recognizes the government's largesse isn't permanent.
If overall federal procurement declines, then other industries within Fairfax County prop up the economy and sustain it.
He says the new companies like Fairfax County because of its attractive tax incentives and skilled workers. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com. And by Thomson Reuters and their expedition to break the Oberlin speed record to the South Pole. You can follow them in real time at expeditiontothesouthpole.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
NBA officials are today trying to put together a shortened season now that a draft deal has been reached between players and owners. The regular season would run through late April with a tentative start, on Christmas Day. Henry Abbott is with ESPN.com's True Hoop blog, and he's with us now from New Jersey. Hey, Henry.
How are you?
I'm doing well. So does this thing have a chance of making it all the way through?
Yes, this will be approved almost certainly. At the end, they had already agreed to the amount of money the players would make, which was the really big issue, and they were fighting over how much leverage free agents would have in the years to come. And the players got a couple of little victories there, so they'll be happy enough, I would think.
So what has to happen, Henry, for us to see some basketball on Christmas?
There are plenty of steps. The players have to reform their union. They have to drop their lawsuits against the NBA. Then a new collective bargaining agreement, which is hundreds of pages long, has to be drafted with all the minor agreements yet to be agreed to. That has to be sorted out. All that has to be ratified by both owners and players by December 9th. When training camps will open, then there'll be a period of free agency, and then that will put us all on schedule to have perhaps a few preseason games, and then the regular season starting on December 25th with a nationally televised triple header.
How ticked off are fans about all of this? You think they're going to come back in droves?
You know what's hilarious is I'll bet you the ones who say they're really angry will be back immediately, because you know those ones are passionate about the NBA.
That's right.
The ones who silently slipped away into the night, who knows what it takes to bring them back.
Henry Abbott with ESPN.com's True Hoop blog. Henry, thanks.
Thank you for having me.
From hoops to flicks. And finally, a big feud going on between Lionsgate Entertainment and a Los Angeles-based beauty products company. The Hollywood Reporter says the disagreement stems from a $10 million deal the film company made with American International Industries. Now, that company was supposed to create a special beauty product to coincide with the release of the movie Hunger Games in March of next year. But Lionsgate says it has terminated the contract. In the end, you know, it's the fans who would truly suffer, because no deal means no Hunger Games branded nail polish. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles, online at marketplace.org, where you can catch the podcast and see the numbers, too. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
We know a lot of iPods and iWhatevers are made in China, but we don't know where those factories actually are.
If they don't want to let the public know who their suppliers are, they should at least require the suppliers to disclose their own problems by themselves.
I'm Kai Rizdal, the Apple supply chain, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.